Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Maseches Shavuos is dedicated b'zchus Refuah Shleima from Moshe Yosef ben Sarah Rivka.
Today's daf is Shavuos daf Yud Tes. First, to conclude one point from the daf yesterday. Gemara says in daf Yud Chesim and Beis, "Miyom Rabbi Onusu Almo Shaloi B'Samach Levesta Karmina." If it's Abai said you're an oynes, we must be referring to Shaloi Bishas Vesta. So Rashi explains that if it's Samach Levesta, came in the Mishamish Meis Chayiv, Kipirish Me'ever Meis Nami Chayiv. So that if it's Shaloi Bishas, if it's Bishas Vesta, so you'll be Chayiv also for the Yitzia, because Abai holds that Mishamish Be'ever Meis is Chayiv. It's a Tosis is Medayik in Rashi. It's Kamam Furish in Rashi here, and in the continuation of what Rashi says. And if it's a Tamil Chacham, who's born all this Shloi B'Shas Vesta, and she's pierced a needle in the middle, and he knows that she's Tameh, and he's Chayiv Shtai, one for the Knesa, one for the Yitzia, even if he's perished Be'ever Meis, which he has to be perished in some way. He's perished Be'ever Meis, because Abaye holds that Mishamish Be'ever Meis is Chayiv, so he's Chayiv both for the Prisha, both for the Knesa and for the Prisha. This is what Rashi says. Also the Baal Amor says this way, and Tosfos B'Yesod agrees to Rashi. Tais be a side agrees to Rashi, you could be Chayiv Shtayim. Tais asks a side question from a Gemara on Shabbos, which we won't get into right now. But Tais be a side agrees to Rashi that you could be Chayiv Shtayim, even though you're forced to do the end of the act. Once you did it, Knisa, you must also do a Prisha, at least Be'er Meis. You could still be Chayiv Shtayim. The Ramban, however, the Ramban and Milchamis, argues vehemently with the Baal Amor, which is also Rashi. The Ramban says that no, that is ochal shnei zeisei chaylev behelem echor, that you're only chayev achas. It's true that there are two averas. One is the frisha and one is the kenisa, according to the man Omar, that mishamish be'ever meis is chayev. But there was one shkaga for both of them, because he thought, what did he do wrong over here? He thought it could be boyel, and be pirish before she sees. That's what he thought. And he was wrong. She saw before he was pirish. So he did one thing wrong, which was he miscalculated. Because of that, he did two averas. He did both a kenisa and a yitzia. So it's similar to a person that forgets that chaylev is aser and eats two pieces of chaylev. A person that forgets that it's Shabbos and he does many melachas. He's only chayev one. So to over here, the person forgot that he was unaware that she'll see so quickly. He thought he could be poyel and poyrish before she'll see. And that brought him to do two averas in the Knesa and the Yitzia. But he should only be Chayev Achas. That's what the Ramban says. However, Rashi, the Baal Amor, and Tais also be a side hold, I know that you're Chayev Shtayim. What's Pshat of Chayev Shtayim? So Tais explains the opinion of Rashi. Tais says, the near Shekin Daito, they came into Baal as Samach Levesta, Mitchila Shogag Bishtayim. A knisa v'aprisha. K'sh'amr le'nit meisi yavi yediya bein shigas knisa v'shigas prisha. Dahainu. That when the person went in, so he was taking the chance with two averas. He thought that he was a bimatzliach, but he knew that there was a possibility that it could be over both the avera. If she'll see, he'll be over both the avera of knisa and of prisha. And he took the chance. So there's a shkoga in two averas, an avera of knisa and an avera of prisha. That's the opinion of Rashi. But the Ramban holds not that way. The Ramban holds that we don't look at how many averas you did. We look at how many shkogas did you make. You made one mistake. The mistake was to think that you could be pirish before she'll be pirsanida. So it's one mistake. We were a chayiv person for the mistakes that he made. And he made one mistake, and therefore he's chayiv. So there seems to be a yisodistik machlekes here in the Rishayim. But always the chiv generally of shkogas. The chiv of shkogas. A person brings a korban for a shkaga. Is the mechayev for how many averas he made a mistake in? And therefore here, he made one mistake, but it was about two averas. So therefore, you're chayev shtayim, according to Rashi. And the Ramban holds no, that we don't look at how many averas you made a mistake in. We look at how many mistakes you made. The person here made one mistake. So the mistake was that he thought he could be pirish before she'll see. So therefore, we go by the amount of mistakes that you made, and therefore he's only chayev achas. That's Lachar is a Yisodistik HaMachlekes that there is over here. However, Lachar, this is a Mefurshah Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Ayin. It says there in the Mishnah in Perek Klal Gadol that if a person forgets that it's Shabbos and he does many malachas, kaitzer, toichin, dosh, he does many malachas, he's only chayef achas if he forgot that it was Shabbos. However, if he remembered that it's Shabbos and he did, but he forgot that kaitzer is aser and that toichin is aser and that dosh is aser and boirer is aser, then he's chayef al kol achas v'yachas. He's chayef for every malacha that he did. So the Gemara asks on Daf Ayin, that's the Mishnah on Daf Samach Zayin. Gemara asks on Daf Ayin, Maishna Reishna, Maishna Seifa. Why does it make an afkamina if a person forgot that it's Shabbos, or that he forgot about the Malachas? So the Maskon of the Gemara there is Amar of Nachmin, Korban Dechayiv Rachmana Amai Ashkoga. Hosom Chod Ashkoga, Hocha Tuv Ashkoga Isavion. That the Torah is Mechayiv a Korban is because of the Shkoga. Because of what the person forgot. He forgot that the reason you're chayiv is because you forgot and did an avera. So if what you forgot was Shabbos, so it's you forgot one thing, and that's what caused you to do the avera. So therefore you're chayiv achas. Mashenkin, if you forgot about the malachas, so you're chayiv for each malacha that you forgot. Therefore, however many malachas that you forgot, and you did them, so you're chayiv. So mefurish in the Gemara in Kain, in the Svar of Rav Nachman, that the mechayiv is for the mechayiv of shkaga is not for how many averas you did, but for how many things you forgot, how many mistakes you made. When a person forgot that it was Shabbos and then he did all 39 malachas, he did 39 averas. But because all of them came due to one mistake, so he's chayiv achas. Shenkin, if he made a mistake about each malacha, so he's chayiv for each malacha independently and individually. Chayim aforish in the Gemara, like they cited in the Ramban, that we look at how many mistakes you made, not how many averas you did. It's a big question on Rashi, what to do with the Gemara there in Shabbos. So lechora there is a big chiluk in these two sugyas. That really, the what we have by us, when the person thinks that he could be Purish, Porshus, Pirsanida, this is a very rare thing that we find in our Gemara, is a type of shkaga. Normally when we refer to shkagas, the shkaga is that a person forgot something. A person forgot that it's Shabbos, forgot that it's usher to do boirer and losh and bishul on Shabbos. He forgot a specific fact that he knew. That's most type of shkagas. In our Gemara, we have a shkaga which has nothing to do with forgetting. He didn't forget anything. The person knew that his wife was tahira, and he knows that it's usher to be boil and nita. He just made a mistake. He thought he could be pirish before she'll see. And it was incorrect. She saw it. It came earlier than he thought it would come. But he didn't forget anything. So, therefore, what the person is responsible for, what he's guilty for, is different. Normally, the person is guilty for forgetting. You should be more careful. You shouldn't forget about things. When you wake up in the morning, you should remember that it's Shabbos. You shouldn't stop do things before you pay attention that it's Shabbos. Or you shouldn't forget about malachas of Shabbos. The person is held guilty and responsible for his forgetting. For us, the person is being held guilty, not for what he forgot, but for his bad judgment, for his lack of Yiras Shamayim. He was too risky. He wasn't careful enough. He should have been more careful, and he should not have been Boal Ishtei when she was Samuch Levesta. So there's a different thing that he's being held responsible for. So therefore, the chiluk is simple. That but when a person forgets that it's Shabbos, it's true that he did 39 Averas. He did all of the Malachas. But we can't hold him responsible for doing all of the malachas, because the problem lies in one thing, that he thought it was Tuesday. Once he thought it was Tuesday, so Meili did everything. We can't say, you should have remembered that it was Shabbos because of 39 reasons to remind you that it was Shabbos. No, you should have remembered that it was Shabbos. So there was one thing that you did wrong, that you forgot that it was Shabbos. Then Meili you did 39 things that were wrong. But there was one problem, one negligence that there was in that you forgot that it was Shabbos. By us, the person is wants to be Boal Ishtei, and he knows that she might see. What's on the table? What's at risk over here? There are two averas on the table. The Isser of Kenisa and the Isser of Prisha. There are two things that he's taking the chance with. And he says, I could care less. I'm going to take my chances and I'm going to go for it. So he was irresponsible. He was guilty on two counts. Number one with the Kenisa, number two with the Prisha. Because there's no forgetting. Forgetting does, when a person forgets, he should be more mindful and he should not forget. That's what he's held responsible for. But once you forget everything that's included in that. So once the person forgot that it was Shabbos, he did many averos, but that came as for one forgetting, and he can't be held more responsible than the one thing that he forgot. But by us, where the problem doesn't lie in forgetting, but rather in acting irresponsibly, in taking the risk, so he has to be aware of all of the averos that are at risk. And unless there are two averos that are at risk over here. That's the difference according to Rashi. So that's the correct answer. Back upon him, we see in Rashi when the pshia is not in forgetting, but in something else, we go by the amount of averas that there are. And here there are two averas. And the Ramban argues. The Ramban agrees that by us the chiyuv is for being not careful and being risky. The Ramban is aware of that, but the Ramban says, "But you only did one act. You did one thing. Why did he do the amaisa? The person was here he's a Talmid Chacham. Why did he do the amaisa? Because he thought that it could be pirish before she sees. So he made one miscalculation. He had one miscalculation that had in it two averas. So according to Rashi, we go with the number of averas that you did. And according to the Ramban, we go with the amount of miscalculations that you made. Even here, we go with the number of miscalculations. And there's only one miscalculation. And therefore, it's chayev achatz. However, we have to add in one more point to explain Shitas Rashi. Baal Amor, as we mentioned, also goes b'Shitas Rashi. Baal Amor says that you're chayev shnayim is only because he had a yedi in the middle. That when his wife was pierced to anida, she was aware of that. But if he would not know that she was pierced to anida, then he'd only be chayev achas. If we explain Shitas Rashi that we go by the amount of averas that there are, not by the amount of miscalculations that you made, so you might see he made one miscalculation but two averas. So it's two separate averas. It should be chayev achas. So why does the Baal Amor say that there needs to be a yedi in the middle? I think the reason is that the idea that we need a yedi in the middle. By that you need the idea to mechalek it. So there could be two potential reasons why you need it. One is that if there was without any yedi in the middle, so it's all one mechayev, like we mentioned Atila from the Gemara and Shabbos. Why do you chay for the shkaga? There was one shkaga that brought out both things. That could be true. That's true. But there's another reason besides that. There's another reason that we need the yedi in the middle. That without yedi in the middle, even in our case, like we explained, that there are really two mechayevim. There are two averas that you did, and there's a reason to be mechayev for both. But without any idea in the middle, then we look at it as being one action. When a person does two averas behele mechor, then it's considered one action. This yisoid not only applies to halomais, it applies also to mezid. The klal is that if a person does two averas with one hasra, he's only chayev achas. Even though a person, nazir shayeh sheisa yayin kol ayoyim, and he told him, al tishte eino chayev al achas. Amrulai al tishta al tishta, he's chayev al kol achas v'yachas. The yisoid of the pashas of that din, like before in the Ran in the Dharam daf yud zayin, the yisoid of the din is because any time that he's sheisa in with one hasra, it's all called one maisa shtia, one maisa achila, even though he's hours apart. But any time that if there's only one hasra for it, so we look at it as one maisa. Separate hasras that makes us look at it like different maisa. That's the Ran says there in the Gemara, there is in Mavur, and a person says that if I eat from this kikar, then I'll be a nazir. So if he kept on eating from it, so he's only nazir one time. But if they are masrehim between each time, so then he's a nazir numerous times over. Every time they're masrehim and he eats again, he takes on another nazirus. So the Ran says this is like the din of nazir shayeh sheisa yayin kol ayon, that without a hasra, it becomes without only one asra, it's like one maisa. Each separate asra is mechaliket in separately. The same is said by halomais. The Gemara in Chulin daf pebez mebez is medame shnei zeisei chelev behele mechor, two maisa averos with one asra. Where it says it's the same shaila. So also with halomais, kozman that is all in one haloma, that we look at it as being one maisa. In order to look at it as two separate maisim, so we need the person to have yedi in the middle. If there's no yedi in the middle, then it's all looked at being one maisa. So meila, that's a pshat by us. That it's true, avada there are two mechayvim. that here there's two, they did, even though there's one miscalculation, because there are two Averis, like we said, both the Knisa and the Prisha, you could be Chayv Shtayim. Just if there's no Yedi in the middle, so then the Knis, the Yetziyah, is now looked at as a separate Maisa from the Knisa. It's two Maisa that Maisa there. When we look at it, it's all like one long Maisa. Like another Shaya Shaysa Vishaysa. Each time we look at it as a continuation of that one Maisa. We need there to be a Yedi in the middle to separate it, to look at it like two separate Maisa. That's all Bashitas Rashi. The Ramban holds that it's all one Mechayiv. Because the Mechayiv is the Shkaga. He, in one thing that he did wrong, that he thought he could be Perish before she was Pir Sanida, and he made a mistake. So therefore, there's one Mechayiv. Mechayiv that he does, that is Shkaga in being Baal Ishtai. And man, Mele Tietzi two Averas, but we go with Basra the Mechayiv, and the Mechayiv is the one miscalculation. That was all to be concluded yesterday's daf. Now we come to today's daf. Daf Yotes. The Gemara, the first topic that the Gemara deals with is the Machlokes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar. In both of them, there's really, going back to the Mishnah, there is a Machlokes Tanoim. Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar hold that you only chai for Helim Tumah and not for Helim Mikdash. And Rabbi Shmuel holds you chai for Helim Mikdash also. So the Gemara brings that Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar, each one learned at a different pasuk. Kiva says, Ala Tumu chai v'inu chai v'ala Mikdash. Rabbi Elazar says, Ala Sheretu chai v'inu chai v'ala Mikdash. Machlokes Amorayim, is there a Machlokes Ladina between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar, or no, or just Mashmoy's Dorshin Ika Beinayim? But both of them agree that you're Patra and Helim Mikdash. Tesis says, Tesis and Daf Yutes and Aleph Divri Maschil, Harei Helim Mikdash Biyodoy. Tesis brings down the opinion of Rabbi Nutam. Rabbi Nutam says a very interesting Kiddush. Rabbi Nutam says that even Lafir Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar, that you're Patra, and Helim Mikdash, that's only a p'tur from the parasha of an oil of a yirid. That Tumas Mikdash Vakadosh, we spoke about in the beginning of the parak, it's really, it's a chiv chatos. It's really a chiv karis. It's a chiv karis if a person does it b'mezer. So l'char should fit into the category of when a person does it b'sheiki, he brings a chatos kavua. And yet the Torah was makel by these yisurim, by Tumas Mikdash Vakadoshav, that you could have an oil of a yirid. If you can't afford a chatos, you can bring a more inexpensive carbon. Says Rabbeinu Tam that the Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar pater from Tumas Mikdash Vekadosh by Helim Mikdash is only in the din of Oilei V'Yoreid. But you don't have the new parsha that was said of an Oilei V'Yoreid. But it's still Leigara from a regular Chiyuv Chatos. A person was Sheyig in an Isser Karis, so he brings a Chatos. It's true that normally you, by Tumas Mikdash Vekadoshav, you get a kula of bringing an oil of a yerid. That's when you fit into the category of oil of a yerid, when you have a helim. Here, this is not, the Torah didn't define this as a helim. Only helim Tumah is called the helim. Helim Mikdash is not called the helim. So you don't have the new parsha of helim, which gives you the din of oil of a yerid. You have the regular din chatos, you're chai for a shkaga. You're chai for a shkaga, and you bring a chatos. That is the Chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam brings in the Gemara in the Nandav Beis, the Chor says not that way. That the Gemara says that by Ein Bo Yediya B'Tchila, that Ein Bo Yediya B'Tchila, where there's no Parsha of Oilu V'Yoreid, so it doesn't go back to being like a regular Chatos. So he says there's a difference. There it's more Kal. It's more Kal that Ein Bo Yediya B'Tchila is more Kal than regular Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav. So it won't be back. It won't go back to the parsha of a regular chatos. But here's that more kal. Person has helim mikdash. It's like a regular chatos that you don't have. You forget one thing and you forget that it's Shabbos and you do malacha, or you forget that the malacha is aser and you do malacha, it's aser. By a regular chiv chatos, any type of helim is chay. Like we saw in the last sugya, person thinks that it could be perished before she'll see a nida is also chay. By a chiv chatos, any type of mistake is mechayv yuna chatos. Just there, the Gemara is saying a kula by Ein Bo Yediya B'Tchila, where you're not even chayav an oil of a yerid. It's more kal because it's lacking any a yediya, so you won't be a chayav a chatos. That's the chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam. Kuponim, again, the chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam is that by us, that by helim mikdash, even though you don't have the parsha of oil of a yerid, you go back to getting regular chatos. That is the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam. Taisus argues with Rabbeinu Tam. Taisus is of the opinion that when you're, if you're potter from the parish of Oilevi Yerin, so you're potter entirely. Why don't you go back to having a regular chiyuv chatos? Says Tosfos, because it was dover shayi bichlal yotzalidin medover achadash iyatayochel achziru lechlal. And it's true that without the din of Oilevi Yerin, we would have thought that tumas mitzvah v'kadoshav is like a regular chiyuv chatos, that you have the normal din of chiyuv chatos. But now the Torah gave it a new parasha, the parasha of Oilevi Yerin with din of halama, specific dinim that were said with it. So it was yotzim min haklal. So we can't bring it back to the klal. No, it had stone dinim. And if it doesn't fit into the klal of Oilevi Yerin, so you're putter entirely. That is the opinion of Tesis. Tesis brings a right to this from the Gemara and Daf Chafei. That's the opinion of Tesis. Rabbi Netanya, although it's not that way, no. That even though you can't get the regular din of Oilevi Yerin, but you can go back to the regular chiv of chatos. Just to mention, we mentioned in the beginning of the perek, different drachim in the Rishonim, why tumas mikdash v'kadoshav is more kal than the regular chiv chatos. The Ramban says because normally it comes, the person's trying to kain, is trying to do a mitzvah to go into the mikdash or to eat kodshim. Another story with the Baal Adas HaKeinim said is that the person gets no hano out of it, so it's more kal. Different svaras Rishonim found to explain why it's more kal. L'chor, for whatever reason, that it's more kal than regular chiyuv chatos, that the Torah didn't give it that din. So now, also for halal mikdash, the same thing should apply. Once you don't have the regular din of Oilevi Yerin, so you're potter entirely, because this is more kal than a regular chiyuv chatos. Rabbeinu Tam, though, seems to hold not that way. L'chor, Rabbeinu Tam holds that no, that really it could be a chatos. Just the Torah gave it a new din. But when you don't have that new din, so we go back to giving at the din of a chatos. That's what it seems the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam is. However, the Minchas Baruch in Simen Tes has a very big question on Rabbeinu Tam from Rabbi Yisrael Glili in Horius Daf Chesem and Beis. Rabbi Yisrael Glili says over there that a Nasi, a Melech, and a Kohen Mashiach, according to Rabbi Yisrael Glili, by Tumas Mitzvah Shvikadasha, they do not bring Korban Oil of Yerid. The Korban Oil of Yerid is only said by a regular person, by a Hedyot. A Nasi and a Kohen Mashiach, a Kohen Gadol, do not bring a Korban Oil of Yerid. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yisrael Glili, and it's a Mefurash in the Gemara there that he's putter entirely. Asks the Minchas Baruch that Lafir Rabbeinu Tam, Haray, every Korban Oil of Yerid of Tumas Mitzvah Shvikadashav is always on the backdrop, always on the of a Chiv Chatos. Really, there should be a Chiv Chatos. Just the Torah gave a new parsha to bring an Oil of Yerid. When you fit into that parsha, you bring an Oil of Yerid. And if not, you go back to the default of a Chiv Chatos. So, Imkain, a Nasi and a Kohen Mashiach, that they can't bring an Oil of Yerid, so they should back to their default to bring a Korban Chatos. And yet it's mefurish there that they do not bring it. That is Kushya Tzuma and Rabbeinu Tam. Big question. So the Stipler, by us in Shavuos Siman Yud Gimel, Beis Beis, says that answers this question of the Minchas Baruch. Explains the Stipler. Why does Rabbeinu Tam argue on Tesis? Why does Rabbeinu Tam say, Tesis is saying correct, that there's a klal called Dover Shaya Bicha, Yotalidim Dover Achadash. Once the Torah gave the new parasha from Oilevi Yerid, so now that should make this Tumas Mitzvah Shvikadashav, it separated it from the regular Chiyuv Chatos. Why did Rabbeinu Tam say not that way? Says the Stipler that we mentioned earlier the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Ayin. The Gemara says that the Mechayiv always by Shkaga is the Shkaga, is not the Avera. But the shkoga is what's mechayev. Because you forgot, that's why you're chayev. So Imkain says this type there, that when there's a shkoga of shigigas tuma, and there's a shkoga of shigigas mikdash. There are two different types of shkogas. One is forgetting the tuma, one is forgetting the mikdash. Each one is a new mechayev, a different mechayev, of why you could be chayev. Again, it's avad the avera is going into the mikdash. That's you went into the mikdash betuma. But the Torah's mechayiv you in the Korban Chatos, the chiv comes for your shkaga, for what you forgot. So Imkain, there are really two parashas in the Torah. There's a parasha of Tumas Mikdash and Mechayiv of there are two Mechayivim. There's a Mechayiv of Tumas of Shkogas Mikdash. And there's a Mechayiv of Shkogas Tumah. So according to Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar, that the Torah was never Mechayiv you for Shigas Mikdash, only for Shigas Tumah. Comes out that Shigas Mikdash was never Yotam in a Klal Lamit. The Torah, the only thing the Torah was mighty from the Klal of regular Chatoyas was Shigas Tumah, because on that it said the Parish of Oil of Yerid. And a Shigas Mikdash, it was never said the Parish of Oil of Yerid Bechlal. So there are two Mechayivim, Kilo, and the Torah said there are two potential Mechayivim. One is called Shigas Mikdash, and one is called Shigas Tumah. And one of them, Shigas Tumah, Torah gave a whole Parish called Oil of Yerid. And Shigas Mikdash, Torah didn't speak about Bechlal. So that's not, that was never Yotam in a Klal Alamit. That was never separate from the regular klal of korban chatos. So now that you're out of that, so now it's poshut according to Rabbeinu Tama that you go back to the klal of the regular chiyuv chatos. That was all the gabei tumats. That's all the gabei. The difference between shigas mikdash and shigas tumah. That is not at all connected to Tradei Seglili in Hurriyus. They're basically talking about a case when a yochid is yechayev. An oil of Yerid. It's talking about, let's say, Tumas, it's a Shigas Tumah, where Yochid is Yechayev. Just on this person, a Nasi, or a Kohen Mashiach, the Torah did not give the din of oil of Yerid. But the Aveira that he did is the Aveira that the Torah is normally Mechayev oil of Yerid on. There was Tumas, there was Shigas Tumah, and then he went into the Mikdash. That's where the Torah is normally Mechayev oil of Yerid. So this is the Parsha of oil of Yerid. Just a Nasi or Kohen Mashiach is potter from that parsha. But there's the Mechayiv of Oil of Yerid over there. So then Rabbeinu Tam agrees that this Avad is what is the new Mechayiv the Torah gave Oil of Yerid. And therefore the Torah entirely was mafkiyed from the Dini Chatas. We no longer have the Dini regular Chatas. You only have the Dini Oil of Yerid. And a person who does not have Oil of Yerid, like a Nasi or a Mashiach, she's potter legamri. So Leilam Rabbeinu Tam agrees with the Klal of Tesis that it's now exempt from the parasha of Chatas. Rabbeinu Tam held that was only said by the Shigas Tumah. But the Shigas Mikdash is a different type of Shkoga, and the Torah never spoke about that Bichlal in this parasha. So that's included in the regular Klal of Chiyuv Chatas. It's very Gishmak HaTeretz for Rabbeinu Tam on the question of the Minchas Baruch. One last point in this Shita of Rabbeinu Tam that there's a by Shigas Mikdash, the Yerchayev Echatos, so the Minchas Baruch there assumed, took on Lefir Rabbeinu Tam, that not only are Yerchayev Echatos, but that's when you do it, B'Shigi Yerchayev Echatos. If you're a Safik, whether you did it, Yerchayev Enoshim Toloi. Like every Chiyuv Chatos, person as Mesupik, whether he's Chayev Echatos, so he's also Chayev Enoshim Toloi. That's the Klal. And also another thing that Minchas Baruch assumes, that if the Beis Din Agado would paskin that it's this is mutter, if they would make a mistake in the din of Hel and Mikdash, so there'll be chayev paralam davar shel tzibur. Even though Beis Din, there's no din of paralam davar shel tzibur on things which have a din of oil of yerid, but in things where there is a parsha of chatos, so if Beis Din makes a mistake, then they bring a paralam davar shel tzibur. That's the klal of one Maseches Horiyos. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, Tumas Mikdash, Shigigas Mikdash has the din of a regular Chiyuv Chatos. So Memela, you get the din of a Parah and Davar Shel Tzibur. And also you have a Noshem Tavli. That's what the Minchas Baruch assumes. Because of this assumption, which that's the Panshtus, the Minchas Baruch asks on Rabbeinu Tam, Magmaran Horiz Aftes, which is Mefurish, that on Tumas Mikdash, you're a potter from, there's no din of Parah and Davar Shel Tzibur. That's my version of the Gemara in Horis Daftes. It's presumably the Gemara is only given Lefir Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar, not only Lefir B'Shmuel. Lefir B'Shmuel, Avada, that's true. Because Lefir B'Shmuel says in our Mishnah, you bring an Eilav Yerid. So for sure there's no din of Par Helem Davar Shel Tzibur. But the Stimas, the Gemara there is not Mechalik. So the Mashah is going even according to Rabbi Akiva. And yet, it's before in the Gemara that your pot, there's no din of Par Helem Davar Shel Tzibur. So Lefir B'Natam, why not? If there's a Chiv Chatos, there also should be a din of parah on davar shel tzibur. That's the Minchas Baruch's question on Rabbeinu Tam. The Chazon Ish in Horiyos Siman Tes Vav says that even if you're Rabbeinu Tam, that you're chayv v'chatos, But there's no din of Asham Talui, there's no din of Paro and Bevar Shal Tzibur. Because the Torah was mikel on the Aveir of Tumas Mikdash Vikadoshav, and when it will be done a day, Helem Tumah, so you bring an oil of a Yerid, we see that this Indian is more kal in the eyes of the Torah, and therefore, even when you do it, therefore there was not said in the Parsha of Asham Talui and Paro and Bevar Shal Tzibur. This doesn't exactly stream with what we said from the Stipler. The Stipler said that really there are two different parshas of Fear Rabbeinu Tam. That was the whole basis of the explanation of Rabbeinu Tam. That there's the parsha of Helem Mikdash and the parsha of Helem Tumah. That's what we could say. That's not called the Dover Shah Hayabichlav Yotam in a Klal. Leading with Dover Achadash. Yet the Stipler himself brings this Chazanish and he doesn't argue with it. He brings the Chazanish and he says that Lefi the Chazanish, it's answered the question of Rabbeinu Tam, of the Minchas Baruch and Rabbeinu Tam. This second question. So you have to say that even though it's two separate mechayvim, Helem Tumah and Helem Mikdash, because both of them are in the general klal of Tumas Mikdash Vekadoshav, so therefore we don't think the Torah is mako on this iser that there shouldn't be that you get an oil of a yerid and you normally don't have parlam davar shal tibur. So who adin by Helem Mikdash is also no parlam davar shal tibur. So to summarize what we saw in Rabbeinu Tam is mechadish that lefi Rabbi Kiv and Rabbi Lezer that there's no din of tumas mikdash no din of oil of a yoreid by a hell and mikdash, but there still is a din of the mele goes back to being a chiv chatos. Tesis argued with this chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam because dover shayim min aklal, but to lead him a dover achadash. The minchas baruch asan Rabbeinu Tam. From Rabbi Yosef Glili in Horius that says that a Nasi and a Mashiach that are potter from the Korban Oil of a Yerid, so they don't have a Chiyuv Chatos, and that the Stipler answered that Rabbi Nutam holds that the Pshat Rabbi Nutam is that it's that Helem Tumah and Helem Mikdash are different Mechayvim, therefore Helem Mikdash was never Yotam in a Klal Elamid, a Lelitam Adavar Achadash, but there it's talking about a case when it was Yotam in a Klal Lelitam Adavar Achadash, so that a Nasi is potter. So he doesn't go back to getting a regular chiyuv chatos. We also saw machlekes the minchas baruch and the chazanish. Lefi Rabbeinu Tam, is there a din of Asham Talui and Parham Davar Shal Tzibur? That's what the minchas baruch held. Chazanish shall know there's no din of Asham Talui and Parham Davar Shal Tzibur. Aber akoponim, we have a machlekes between Tezun and Rabbeinu Tam whether you go back to chiyuv chatos or you don't have a chiyuv chatos. However, there's a third opinion on this question. That Lefir Bakiv and Rabbi Lezer by Helem Mikdash, is there a Chiyuv Chatos or not? You have the third opinion of that of Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Tshuva and Simin Ches, Eger in Tshuva Simin Kama, Simin Ches, and also by us in the and Mishnayis. Okay, Rabbi Kiva Eger has a new Hamsa, Dei Shlishis, that there's an afkamina between Tumas about Helem Mikdash and about Helem Kodesh. Right, the din of Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Lezer was not only about Helem Mikdash, also about Helem Kodesh. They say that you're only chayev for Helem Tumah. You forgot that you were Tomei. But if you went into the Mikdash, or you ate Kodesh, if that's what you forgot about, that this is a Mikdash, or you forgot that this is Kodshim, you thought it was Chulin, then that you ate the piece of meat. So then there's no din of Helem, of Oilev Yerid. That was their opinion. You're only chayev Oilev Yerid for Helem Tumah, and not for Helem Kodesh or Helem Mikdash. That was what Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Lezer said. But says Rabbi Kiva Eger that will you be chayav chatos will be tolui in whether you ate kodesh or whether you went to the mikdash. If you ate kodesh, then you will be chayav chatos. But if you went to the mikdash, you will not be chayav chatos. Where did Rabbi Kiva Eger come up with such a chiluk? So after we mocked him one other prat in our sugya. The Marbaya says that there's a meat of misasik. And misasik is not chayev a korban chatos. Misasik is a person is trying to do a maisa heter, and by mistake, the maisa itself turns into a maisa iser. Rashi gives an example of arayitz. It's one of the examples of Rashi brings that he wanted to be baal ishto, even it's chalef loya choysa, you baala. Rishayim says in Rashi that loydok, Rashi was, it's not exactly meduktok, because we know that misasik bechalovim uvarayitz chayev shekeinene, that in that case, yutaka would be chayev. But other cases where a person is trying to do a Maisa Heter and it comes out as being a Maisa Isser, So a person is patur because that's called misasik. You don't bring a carbon. Misasik does not bring a carbon. Taisis asks on this, and this the din of misasik. Taisis asks by us in other places. Taisis asks a stira that there we find that there are two miutim and by Shabbos, but then misasik is patur. One time the Gemara says that misasik is patur because it's not called leches machsheves, because it needs to be leches machsheves. Shabbos is a klal. You need to think about what you're doing. It needs to be done properly with an idea behind it. And therefore, misasik is not malachas machsheves. From this klal of malachas machsheves, we learn out many dinim that are unique to Hilchos Shabbos. And mekalkel is putter, because not malachas machsheves. Malachas shein shrichel legufa is putter, because not malachas machsheves. That's a unique din in Hilchos Shabbos. However, ask says, why do we need that by Shabbos? We have the klal of us, that misasik is putter in kol ha'terah kula, not only in Shabbos. Says Taisa, so there are two types of misasik. One misasik is that a person, the normal misasik that applies to kol ha'terah kula, is that a person was trying to do a ma'isa heter, and came out of ma'isa iser. A person was niskavi in lachter chesatolush, the nimsa mechuber. He saw a fruit connected to a branch, and he thought the branch was not connected to the tree. So he cut off the fruit from the branch. And it comes out that the branch is actually connected to the tree. So he did exactly what he wanted to do. He wanted to cut this fruit off the branch. It's exactly what he wanted to do. But he thought that was a ma'isa heter. And really it was a ma'isa iser, because the branch was connected to the tree. So that misasik is nasis machshavtoi. You can't say it's Torah calls him melechas machsheves. He did exactly what he wanted to do. There is Pater because of the misasik of kol ha'terah kula. But there's another type of misasik, which is when he wants to cut off a mechuber, he wants to do a ma'ase iser, but instead his hand slips and he cuts off a different one. So there in kol ha'terah kula you're going to be chayiv, because you wanted to do an iser and you did an iser. You tried to cut off apple A off the branch, and instead you cut off apple B off the branch. So you were trying to cut off an apple, you cut off an apple. By Shari Surum Yerchayek B'Kiyag Avnach. But on Shabbos, you're butter, because it's not called Melechas Machshavos. That's Yisrael of Tesis. There are two types of Misasik. The normal Misasik of Kolok Terakula is that you're trying to do a Maisa Heter, and ends up being a Maisa Isser. That's Misasik applies to Kolok Terakula. Then there's a unique Misasik by Shabbos, which says that even though you're trying to do an Isser and you did an Isser, but because it wasn't exactly the way you wanted, so it's Pater because of Machsheves. That's Yisrael of Tesis. So Bekeveger in the Tshuva Simen Ches asks a question based on this Tesis. Moran Baba Kamad of Chavavim and Beis says that a person had a rock in his lap and he's not aware about it and he stands up. Because of that, some Malacha happens. So he's Pater on Shabbos. Why is he Pater? Because Malach is Machsheves. Asks Rabbi Kveger, why does the Gemara there need to come on to Melechas Machsheves, which is unique Torah and Shabbos? Why did we say that it has a din of Misasik? Kol HaTorah Kula. It's not called, you're potter for this, because you're Misasik. You B'chol didn't know that there was a rock in your lap. When you stood up, you weren't at all doing a mice of Melech with that. So you're potter for the din of Kol HaTorah Kula. That's, we see in our tesis, there are two things. One is Misasik, and one is Melechas Machsheves. So it's true, it's correct that's also lacking there are Melechas Machsheves. We don't need to come out to the unique din in Hichel Shabbos. We can take the din of Kol HaTorah Kula, that it's Misasik. So I'll pay this question, Rukeger wants to say a tremendous yisoid. At the Torah of Misasik that we find in our Gemara and many Gemaras, the Torah of Misasik and Kol HaTorah Kula, says Rukeger, doesn't mean that it's not an Aveira Bechlau. The Olam is called an Aveira. Person did a Aveira, he did a Melacha, he did an Isser. Just, it's a Torah in Karban. You don't bring a carbon if you're misasik, but the avera was done. That's what Rukeger said. Midaraisa, it's called you did an iser. Just terrorism mechayiv you. Maybe it's like an oynes or something. But it's a pure carbon. But it's even called a ma'is avera. That's what Yisrael Rukeger says. Meili says shot in the Gemara there in Baba Kama that the Gemara there wants to say the Gemara there is sotam in the linyan nezikin that when the rock is in your lap and you stand up. So you're chayiv for nezikin. Adam would la'olam, and you're chayiv for nezikin. She says when the Gemara is saying that the lenient Shabbos, we're saying what happens if this whole story happens on Shabbos? So you're potter on Shabbos. You're potter for the Isser Shabbos that happens. But are you also, does that also potter you from the Chiv Nezikin? Hey, we have a klal that a person does a Chiv Misa at the same time that he does a Chiv Mamon. He's potter because Kim Lebe Derabba Mine. He's also potter from the Chiv Mamon. Even in a case when we don't give him the punishment for Chiv Misa, also Chayv Misa is Shoygigin, a person did an act which would be Mechayv Misa if he did it B'mezid. But now he did it B'Shoygig. It also potters the Chiv Mamon. Chayv Misa Shoygigin are also potter from Mamon. So what happens if a person has this rock in his lap and he stands up on Shabbos? So he's potter from the Isra Shabbos. Does that also potter him though from the Chiv Mamon? Because it's an act which would be Chayv on Shabbos. So Kegger says, that's Mashra in the Gemara, the whole thing happened on Shabbos, and you're still Chayv in Nezikin. So why are you Chayv for the Nezikin? Hare, you did a Maisa, which is Mechayv Misa, so it's a Maisa of Chilul Shabbos, so that should patter the Chiv Tashlumin. So Kegger, it's totally. Mitzah, the Din of Misasik of Kol HaTorah Kula, says Kegger, it's still called a Maisa Avera. So it's like Chayv Misa Shagigin. You don't have a chiv karbon, but you still call you still did Malachas Shabbos. Therefore, it's called a ma'isa chilo Shabbos, so it should patter the chiv mamay. But because there's a unique din in Echol Shabbos of Malachas Machsheves, so midah raisa, it's not called a malacha bechlal. It's called that's on the Torah Asar on Shabbos. It's not called Malachas Shabbos. Therefore, you didn't do Malachas Shabbos, so there's nothing to patter the chiv mamay. So that's what Kegger learns the Gemara that the Gemara is saying davka the patur of Shabbos, say that it's not called the Malacha Bichlal, and therefore Midaraisa it's Mutter, and that doesn't patter the Chiyuv Mamon. Now, Kavon, that's the Klal, Kegger takes out a very big, important Klal from this Gemara, that Misasik is called, I mean, Kol HaTorah Kulo, the Torah of Misasik, is yet called the Maisa Avir. That's what Kegger says there. The Maisa he brings that the Nesivis in Hilchos Pesach, Mekor Chaim, Hilchos Pesach, written by the Nesivis, it's in Tov Lamed Aleph, assume not this way. The Nesivis asks, Why does a person have to do bedikas chametz? He's misasik and all the chametz that he has in his house, all the chametz that's hidden, he doesn't know bechlal. So he's misasik. So he shouldn't need to get rid of it. You see that he held that it's not called an aveira bechlal. If it's called an aveira, so that's why I have to do bedika, because you still have to get rid of that chametz. This is a very yisodetik machlekes from Kreger and the Nesivis. Very okay. Many cases lemaisa. For instance. When a person has a light that you want to turn on the light on Shabbos, you want to turn off a light on Shabbos, you can't do it. It's usher. You also can't tell your kids to do it. And even a little child, or even a child, it's usher to put an aveir in front of him, a child that's 2 years old, or a year and a half, it's usher to put him in front of the light that he should turn it on. That's also usher. That's an isser, called an isser svia. You're not allowed to put an aveir in front of a child. But what happens if you take a baby that's 6 months old, that doesn't know what he's doing bichlal. He waves his arms, but he doesn't know what he's doing. When he turns on that light switch, it's misasik. He has no idea that he's turning on a light bichlal. He has no idea what happened. So misasik is, though it's your sviya, something which is an avera. Misasik l'chayr is not an avera bichlal. According to the Nesivis, misasik is not an avera. So you could take the baby and put it in front of the light switch, because there's no avera bichlal. You didn't put an isser in front of your child. You didn't do anything. That's not called an isser bichlal. That's according to the Nesivis. According to Rikki Vager, no. Misasik is still an Aveira. It's still called an Aveira. And even here, if you have the Misasik of Shabbos, which Rikki Vager says, is yeah, means that it's not called an Aveira, but it's only called the Melechas Machsheves. That's only toward the Rabbanon, toward the Araisa. Midaraisa, Midrabbanon, it's also to do anything which is excluded from Machsheves. Like Melechas Shein Shtricha Lagufa, and Mekalkel, things which are excluded only because of Machsheves, as Midrabbanon also to do. If according to Rikki Vager, it would be usher l'chayr to put your child in front of the light switch, midrabanan. Midaraisa it's mutter, because it's not melechas machsheves. But midrabanan, l'chayr would be usher to put him in front of the light switch. This is a very sadistic machlekes between Rikki Vager and the Nesivis, whether Misasi is called an aveir or not called an aveir. Akoponim, Rikki Vager writes at the end of this tshuva, Rikki Vager writes that a pshat in our sugya, I'll be really the site of Tesis in Misasik. Says Rabbi Kager the following. He asks a very important question. Tumas Mikdash. What's Tumas? Hele Mikdash. Hele Mikdash is a person knows that he's Tame, and he walks into a house. He thinks it's a big house. He doesn't realize that it's the Beis HaMikdash. According to Rabbi Yishmael, you're Chayiv. Chayiv also for Hele Mikdash. Asks Rabbi Akiva Eiger, why is this not called Misasik? Hare, it's Nasi's Machshavtoi. You wanted to walk into this house, and you walked into this house. So you don't have the Melechus Machshavis to ponder you. But you have the Misasik of Kol HaTerakula. Taisa says, there's something in front of me, and I want to, and I cut it, and I want to cut it. I want to cut it, and I did what I wanted. I thought that it was Tolush. Really, it's Mechuber. That's the Misasik of Kol HaTerakula. If this thing I think is a Dovra Mutter, and it comes out that it's a Dovra Aser, so it's called Misasik. Or a person there's an Isra Veshecht Kotchen Bachutz, a korban outside of the Beit HaMikdash. If there's a behemoth in front of the person, and he thinks it's the behemoth of Chulin, and therefore he shechts it, and really it's a day of Kutchim. So he's Pater because of the Torah of Misasik. Says to Shaker the same thing. I walk into a house, and I think the house is a bias of Chulin. It comes out that it's a bias, that it's a bias of that it's a Beis HaMikdash. This is Misasik. You're Misasik and going into your house, and it came out that it's a house of as a Beis HaMikdash. So you should be Pater. So how come Rabbi Shmuel says you're Chayiv? Says Rabbi Kiviger, you have to say that the whole Torah of Misasik is only Torah in Chiyuv Chatos. Only by Chatos is the Torah Pater Misasik. But by Oyle V'Yerid, which is a new parish in the Torah, there we never find the Torah of Misasik. We never find the Torah of Misasik. It's only Lefi the Yisrael of Rabbi Kiviger. And Misasik is called an Avera, just as a Torah in Chatos. According to the Nesivis, Misasik is not an Avera Bechlal. And even by Bedikas Chometz, where it's not a question of a Chiyuv Chatos, still, he holds that there should be a heter misasik. But Rabbi Kiviger l'shitasoi holds that misasik is an aviru. Just it's a p'tur and chatos. So you could say that it's only a p'tur and chatos. But by oil of the it doesn't pater. So that's shot in Rabbi Yishmael. That's why Rabbi Yishmael holds that your chayv also in hell and mikdash. Because by tumas mikdash v'kadashav, there's no p'tur and misasik. Says Rabbi Kiviger, that's all the Rabbi Yishmael. But Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Lezer hold that there's no chiv of oil of the by Helim Mikdash. The Paparsha of Oilev Yerud is only said by Helim Tumma, not by Helim Mikdash. Elamai by Helim Mikdash, says Rabbeinu Tam, we could be Mechayiv you, because of what? Because it's a regular Chatos. Says Rabbeinu Tam, you're right, so you can be Mechayiv a regular Chatos. But you're always being Pater because of Misasik. Even though when it wasn't said the Parsha of Oilev Yerud, we could agree to the Svar of Rabbeinu Tam, that you, by default, you go back to being a chiyuv chatos, but here you have the tour of misasik. So that's why you're going to be potter. Says Rabbi Kiviger, that's only by hella mikdash. By hella mikdash, you walked into a house and came out there as a beis hamikdash. But by hella kodesh, you're eating a piece of meat. You know you're tamei. You're eating a piece of meat. You think it's chulin, and really it's from a karbon. So you're also misasik over there. Says Rabbi Kiviger, no. Misasik bechalavim v'arayis chayiv shekeinen. By kodesh, there is no p'tura of misasik. By person didn't realize that it was chulin and he thought it was chulin and he ate it. So because he's nene, so he's going to be chayiv. So memela, according to Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Lezer, there's a difference between hel and kodesh and hel and mikdash. In both of them, there's no parsha of oyle v'yerid. So memela, you should be chayiv chatas according to Rabbi Nutan. But what? But there's a Torah Misasik. The Torah Misasik is only by the Mikdash, but not by Kodesh Shekeinen. Says Rabbi Kiviger, Gevald Kadig in the Lashon HaMishnah Lefiza. And Rabbi Kiviger and Rabbi Lezer said that a Helim Tumah Chayiv, then a Helim Mikdash Potter. The Lashon Potter, like Tosfos Medayik, the Lashon Potter, the Master Hedger Potter entirely. Potter 100%. You don't bring anything. Why do they only mention the Mikdash? Why do they not mention Kodesh? The reason is because when you're if by Helim Kodesh, it's true that you be potter from Oil of a Yoirid, but you be Chayiv Chatos because there's no p'tur of Misasik. So that's the Cheshbon of Rabbi Kiviger. And Rabbi Kiviger has a Gevaldike Cheshbon to say that we agree with Svara, we could agree to Rabbeinu Tam, and when there's no din of Oil of a Yoirid, you go back to the Chayiv Chatos. Just what? just by Helim Kodesh, Helim Mikdash, sorry, you have the Torah of Misasek and not the Helim Kodesh. So Ledina, if Yeger agrees to Rabbeinu Tam by Helim Kodesh, that you're Chayav Chatos, but by Helim Mikdash, then like the Medrikin Loshan Amishan, like Taisa says, he agrees to the taste that argues on Rabbeinu Tam, and they're Potter because of Misasek. Last point we wanted to speak about today is the din of Shnei Shvilin. The Brisa of Shnei Shvilin here. But before in the Brisa that a person walks on one Shvil, and then the other Shvil, and then he goes into the Mikdash, so he's Chayiv. That's one din before. That's one din. And then there's when he forgot about the first one, that's a Machlokes. When he didn't forget about the first one, he's definitely Chayiv. And then afterwards, there's Machlokes in the Brisa, when he went in the first one, and then he's a Vishana, the Toval, Chakacholach Basheni. So if you're Tanakam, you're Chayiv, and if you're Rav Shimon, you're Potter. Mar explains what the Machlekes is in Yedias Mixos and Yedias Safik. It's before in the Gemara. But Rav Shimon and Shari Yesher builds two very important Yesedis from this Breisa. Yesedis and Kol HaShas from this Breisa. First, Rav Shimon says the following. We'll first start with the Taisus. Taisus says here, the bottom Taisus on the Amur, that the whole Brisa is referring to a Rosh Hashanah. Because if we'd be talking about a Rosh Hashanah Yochid, right, the Klal is a Tzavik Tumim Rosh Hashanah Yochid, Tzveikoy Tamei. So even if you just went on one Shvil, and you went into the Mikdash, you'll be Chayiv. The din is that it's Tamei Kevada, we learn out of Saita. That's Tzavik Tumim Rosh Hashanah Yochid is Kevada Tamei. So a person walks, even went on one Shvil, and then went into the Mikdash, you would be Chayiv. So therefore, Tei says we're talking about that it was a subject to a Birshus HaRabim. That's Vekoy Tor. That's what it says in our Teisus. And Lamaisa, there's a Bimachoikas at Teisus in different places in Chas. Teisus in Chulin, Daftes, and Nidu Dafbez. Tei says that that subject to a Birshus HaRabim, Vekoy Tor, is even with a person who does not have a Cheskas Taira. The person before did not have a Cheskas Taira. It's not based on the din of Cheskas Taira. Rather, it's Xeris HaKosov. It's Xeris HaKosov, that's from that of Saita. That a person, that we assume that a person did not become Tomei, he's Tor, even without a Cheskas Taira. That's the opinion of Taisus there. Taisus, Seita Daf Chav Ches, says that it's only with Cheskas Taira that he's Tor. But the opinion of Taisus in Chulin and Nida is that it's not related to Cheskas Taira, rather it's Xeris HaKosov, or that of Seita, that you're Tor. Ask Reb Shimon, already the ratio of the race is difficult. A person went on one Shvil, and the halach is that he's tar, for sure. Nothing to do with Cheskas Taira. Xeris HaKosov that he's tar. Taira is Metair. Now he goes in the second Shvil. And he walks into the Mikdash. He's Chayiv. Why is he Chayiv? It's only because both Shvilin, he's Manashach Tomei. He's not Manashach Tomei. When he walked on the first Shvil, even on the side that he's Tomei, the Torah said that he's tar. So he's tar. So that Shvil was not Metameyam, for sure not. 100% sure that the first Shvil was not Metameyam. Now he walks on the second Shvil. It's also a Suffolk. It's also for sure Tar. Suffolk Tom Bershus Arabim, Sveikoy Tar. Says Rosh Shimon that we see over here that even though Suffolk Tom Bershus Arabim is Tar and it's Xeris HaKosov, it's not the Pshat that Torah is Metayer. The Pshat is that you can assume you're allowed to take on that there's no Tumah there. You can rely on the fact there's no Tumah. But if someone else knows that, if Ruvay knows that Shimon was Tamei, even though Shimon thinks he is a subject to Mepershus HaRabim, but if Ruvay knows that Shimon really became Tamei, then Ruvay is Chayav Lafrishay Me'yitzer, says Reb Shimon. Because it's only Shimon has the right to assume that he was Tar. But Ruvay, who has the knowledge that Shimon is actually Tamei, has to be Metamei. Because Ali B'demis, Shimon is Tamei. Therefore, says Reb Shimon, that's a pshat over here. When you walk on the first one, it's not the fact that Torah is metayer you no matter what happened. No. Torah is not metayer you. It's not like you went into the mikvah. Just you have the right to assume that you were tar. You don't have to be chayshis at your tummy. You can assume that you were tar. But once you walked on both shvilim, without hazah in the middle, this person walks on A and then walks on B and then goes into the mikdash. So he's mamanashach tummy. Because even when he walked in the first one, there is the possibility exists that he's Tomei. Just he can assume that the first one is not Tomei. Why can he assume the first one is not Tomei? Because the second one has to be Tomei. So once he walks in the second one, then he's for sure Tomei. That's Yisrael number one of Rav Shimon. Now comes Yisrael number two. Shimon has a Baam Kasha on the next part of the Braisa. Person walked and won Shvil, and he went into the Mikdash, and then he was, he's of the Shona, the Toval, and he walks in the second Shvil, he's Tommy. He's chayiv to bring a carbon. Asks Rav Shimon, when a person walks on the first Shvil, what's his name? Tommy Tumim Bershus HaRab. He goes and he asks his Rav, Rabbi, can I go to the Mikdash now? The Rabbi says 100%, Tzavik Tumim Bershus HaRabim, Svei Koytar, you can go to the Mikdash. Good. The Rabbi told him he can go to the Mikdash. He walks into the Mikdash. Now, a week later, he goes on the second Shvil. And then he goes into the Mikdash again. So we say that you have to bring a korban. Why do you have to bring a korban? Because if Manavshach did a nisr, either the first time or the second time you did a nisr. Oh, wait a second. The only reason that you're going to b'chayim me now a korban is because he walked into the mikdash the first time. Here again, here between the two times that he walked, he became tar. He did a ma'isa taira. He got hazoya. He became tar. So the only reason that he's chayiv the second time, after walking in the second time, is because he also walked in the first time. If he wouldn't have walked in the first time, he'd be okay right now. So the reason we're mechayiv him after walking in the second time is because he walked in twice, and for sure one of the times that he walked in, he was tummy. Either the first time or the second time. It's different than from the Reisha. The Reisha, when the second time he walked in, he was for sure tummy. Here, either the first time he was tummy or the second time he was tummy. But each time he has a heter sovik tumim bershus harabim. When he walked in the first time, the rabbi said, you're allowed to go into the mikdash. So the rabbi should say that the second time also. But whatever the rabbi says about the second time. But the first time he's allowed to walk in. So how could I punish him now after walking in the second time, b'tzir of the fact that he walked in the first time? The first time he was allowed to walk in. How can I punish a person for doing something which he's allowed to do? That's a kushya tumah that Rabbi Shimon asks. At my friend in the Chiddush Rameir Simcha Bayas, he asks this question, and because of this question, he argues on Taisus. He says that we cannot be talking about that Rosh Hashanah. So he said we must be talking about Rosh Hashanah. And this is a new Mahalach in the Sugya. But Lefi, the Pash Nasugya, like Taisus says, that we're referring to a Rosh Hashanah. So the question of Reb Shimon is a tremendous question. So Reb Shimon wants to take out of this question a tremendous yisaid that even though you're allowed to walk into the mikdash, but you're still nanash for it, because hayedia goyrenetz ha'iser. Kolman, you did not know that there was tuma in the first shvil, so you're okay. But once you know that you definitely walked into the mikdash b'tuma, so now that creates an iser l'mafreya on your first walking in, even though at the time you thought it was mutter. He proves this yisoid from, we'll see explanation in a second, but he proves this yisoid from Taisim Kiddushin, Daf Chav Zayin Amid Beis, Devir Maschil V'Nika. There Taisim talking about a klal that by the Mayim Amorim, that the Saita drinks. So the klal is that, Eina Mayim Boyit Kemes Ha'isha, Elam Kein Ha'ish Menuka Mei Ovoin. If the Baal did an Aver, he was Baaleha, after she became a Saita, so then the Mayim is not Boyit the Isha. I am only boiding the Isha if the Baal was not Baalah afterwards. What's Mavur and Taisus there, that if the Baal was Baalah b'shegik, is he called Menuka Me'ovin or not called Menuka Me'ovin? So it's Mavur and Taisus that it's Tavi. If at the time that he was being mashka her, he did not know that he did an Isser yet, that he was Baalah b'shegik, so then he's called Menuka Me'ovin, and the mind is boiding the Isha. If at the time that he's mashkeher, it's already clear that he did an avera b'shoigig, that he's baalei b'shoigig, then he's called not menuka me'avain. He did an avera. The ena mayim boit kemes ishtay. Before in Taisus, the Teretz of Taisus. Says Reb Shimon, you see his side. Shayidigo remes ha'iser. So even though at the time that you did the act, you thought everything was okay, but if later at the time once it becomes clear that you did an avera. So the mafreya, that creates that act is called the ma'isa avera. So also by us, when you walked in, you walked on one shvil, you went to the mikdash, you're allowed to walk in. But once it becomes clear that was a ma'isa avera, because either that was a ma'isa avera or the next time was a ma'isa avera, one of the two had to be usher. So now that you went in the second one, you walked into the mikdash, that creates that also the first one was an avera. However, this is a hard to understand. Why should that be? Why should my knowledge of the fact that there was an avir make change of things? If I was allowed to do, I was allowed to do it. It was a maisa mutter. Why should my knowledge now say that it was usher then? How do we see over here that when the Torah gives you a heter in a matzav of suffik, like suffik tumah b'rishus harabim, or other types of heter in a matzav of suffik, it's not a blank check. It's not a free for all. It doesn't mean that you could do what you want and you could everything is okay. No. A person always has to be worried about Yisurim. Just the Torah allows me to calls on that I'm in a matziv of lack of knowledge. The Torah allows me to go on that way. And in certain cases, the Torah says I can assume that it's taka mutter. But you have to be aware that you're playing with fire. You're allowed to. You're allowed to play with fire in this case. But be aware that you're playing with fire. When it will come out, that if it will come out that you did a ma'isa aveira, so you're held responsible for that. We spoke yesterday about a similar thing from the Gemara in Yevamos, like the Noi Debuta points out. The Gemara in Yevamos said an isha that gets married, al pi edim, and then it comes out that the edim were lying, so she's held responsible. And Reb Chaim and Sefer told us that even though vestis drabanon, a person does not have to be chayshish that his wife is going to see, but if she sees at the time, so it makes sense that she's seeing right now, and he's held responsible for it. In the parsha of Shkogos, we learn out, this is the culmination here, the end of the second parak of Shavuos, first two prakim are dinei Shkogos. The parsha of Shkogos, we learn out a tremendous thing, that a person is held responsible for what he does, even though at the time it seems that it's mutter. A lot of things seem mutter at the time, but a person is held responsible. Unless there's a tainus oinus. Unless there's a tainus oinus, you're held responsible. So here, by suffix tuma, the Torah says you can assume this, but if it will come out that you did an isser, you know, then you didn't have the then you never had the right to do it. This idea is a little bit difficult to understand, but something you have to get used to. We see this a few times in our sugyas, Kavaltik Yisoid and Shkogas, that action that's mutter b'shaitoi, and Mafreya comes out that it's can be considered a shkaga for what he did if it came out that he did an isser. One last point, very quickly, that we mentioned that Taisus learns the sugya talking about Rishus Harabim, because if it would be Rishus HaYachid, even in one shvil, you'd have to bring a korban, because Savik Tum Rishus HaYachid is Sveik HaTami. And where the Raman in Perek Yud Aleph, Shkagas Halacha Vav, Kimam Nefurish, and we're talking about Rishus HaYachid, and the sugya talking about Rishus HaYachid, and still you need Shnei Shvilin. So what happened to Taisus? The question of Savik Tum Rishus HaYachid is Sveik HaTami. So there's Sameach there, and the stencils of Reb Chaim say Yisoid, even though Savik Tumah Bersh Sayachid is Sveik Tomei Kevadai, but it's the Din Tumah is a Din Vadai. But it's not Peshat that we assume that you became Tomei. It's a Savik whether you became Tomei. But we treat the Tumah as a Din Vadai. So therefore, for Din, for the Chiv of Bias Mikdash, you only Chayiv when there's a Vadai Tumah. There's a Vadai Negiya in the Tumah. It says in the Pasuk, Asher Yiga Bechol Dover Tomei, Benivlas Behema Tomeya, it's telling what you're touching. So here we don't know for sure that you touched the Tumah. That's what the Rambam holds. Pshutei Teisol is not that way. Pshutei Teisol is the Savik Tumah Bershus HaYachid, is that we assume, we take on that you touch the Tumah. And therefore there's a Vadei Negiya in Tumah. Adkan for today's shir. Hadron Luch Perek Yediyes HaTumah. Shkoyach to all everyone for listening. Baruch Hashem, we learned a lot of Yesaidis in this Perek, and Dinei Shkogos, and many other Dinim in the Torah.
You have been listening to a shir from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Maclemis on each shir, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.